The Supreme Court is on the move. This is MIM Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. The most oppressed have never celebrated the democratic rights upon which this country was supposedly founded. They were systematically exterminated in the colonization of the land. They were slaves under the Bill of Rights. When American Indians fought for their land, when slaves fought for their freedom, when workers of oppressed nationalities fought for their lives, they had no rights under any law. This unbroken chain of oppression continued under the surface of the civil rights advances of this century. Where abortion was illegal, rich women went elsewhere for their medical care. Poor women died from back alley abortions. When the civil rights movement produced important concessions from white America, poor African Americans were left out in the cold while others moved up. And yet, the sharp turn to the right of the Supreme Court under the Reagan and Bush administrations is still an important development with real ramifications for all levels of Americans. In this country, at the core of world imperialism, the majority oppresses the minority, but the majority is still fraught with contradictions. While most white people, workers and owners alike, benefit from exploitation, there are still strong conflicts among them. The court system is an important arena for the expression of these conflicts and for legitimizing white collective oppression. Members of the white majority thrive on the belief that they have made it on their individual merits. To uphold this myth, they must believe that individual rights are protected. Enter the court system, which is based upon individual approaches to social problems. It is a system which evaluates individual rape cases without considering the overall oppression of women. It considers racial discrimination as a series of individual acts. With unbending insistence, it removes issues from their historical and political context into the truly American realm of the individual. When the right wing moves in the judicial system, as we are now seeing, it is always careful to attack rights from the bottom up in order to maintain the political support of the privileged majority. Abortion is restricted for poor women first by denying public funding, which the white liberal feminist movement can't effectively challenge. Then affirmative action programs are ruled unconstitutional in the defense of white jobs, which the self-interested white labor movement won't challenge. Little by little, bit by bit, the extreme right wing attempts to build majority support for fascism. It is a balancing act, but the history of the 20th century has shown that it is not an insurmountable task. The task of exposing this movement, organizing to oppose it and defeat it in the long run, falls upon the truly oppressed. With uncompromising determination and vigilant leadership, we can lead a revolutionary movement in opposition to the crackdown of the ruling classes. In this process, the white majority's coalition will be shaken up, but we cannot assume that it will be broken. When the system is threatened, the privileged may close ranks to fight the truly oppressed and their allies. This real danger does not diminish the importance of revolution under the leadership of the truly oppressed, but it does present the strategic challenge of revolutionary organizing in imperialist society, and highlight the need for international struggle against imperialism. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.